Hello and welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer, and if you're interested in Google Ads, if you like to learn about Google Ads, you are listening to the right podcast. As I have restarted this entire adventure now as a solo podcast, I've been getting feedback from the listeners, and I have to say I really appreciate the love from you guys. I got James reached out to me recently, and he gave the show another try after giving it quitting for a little while. And he came back and said, "Chris, this is all killer, no filler." I love that. That's my goal here. If you want to hear fluff, there's other podcasts out there for fluff. This is all killer, no filler. That's what I do. And I'm excited to announce that I'm back on YouTube after taking a break since the changeover and everything. There's actually a link in the description where you can watch this show right on YouTube if you don't usually listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you're listening on. You can subscribe on YouTube and just watch right there. I'm going to be putting videos out there. The exact same thing you would hear here is what you would get on the YouTube channel. So it's going to be a great episode. I have a ton of things to talk about. I tell you what, this is a big demand out there. There's been a big demand for me to talk more about the phases of Google Ads. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. There's going to be a discussion about phase one. Phase one is, as I'll define, as I've talked about before in a previous episode, phase one is really where a lot of people are at and stay at constantly. They don't know it, but they're sitting at phase one and they want to know, how do I get out of phase one? How do I improve my Google Ads so that I can move into phase two, phase three? And we're going to define what that is. We're going to talk about it. Also going to talk about the metric of the week. I have a question from Carlin in East Texas, the best part of the world as far as I'm concerned. And all of this is brought to you by Opteo.com/PSP. That is the sponsor that helps bring this show to you. If you appreciate the content here, if you have not checked them out, please do. This is an amazing online software designed for people who would be listening to a podcast about Google Ads. If you're so invested in Google Ads, if it's so critically important to your job, to your business, to your clients, this is a software that's designed for you. It helps you get more done in Google Ads by giving you tips, information, data, smart recommendations about, hey, we noticed this about your account and you should look into this bidding, keywords, negative keywords, all kinds of metrics that you may completely miss. It is the proverbial eye looking over your shoulder and saying, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? Amazing. It'll save you tons of time. You can try it for free for 2 months, 8 weeks at Opteo.com/PSP. The link is in the description. That's Opteo.com/PSP. Use the chat box to let them know you heard about it on the podcast, and that's how you can get that special offer only at that URL, Opteo.com/PSP. All right, so we are going to get now into metric of the week. This is designed for really everyone from beginner to expert, because I try and hit all aspects, whether you're a beginner in Google Ads or you're an expert. This is where I go through some things. And today, what we're going to talk about, we're going to continue on the impression share train. We talked about the search impression share loss due to rank last week. Today, we're going to talk about search impression share loss due to budget. Now, this one's a little easier. Okay, this one's a little easier. Search impression share loss due to budget is simply this. If you are running ads on Google and you're running out of budget, your search lost impression share due to budget will not be zero. Okay, if you're maxing your budget out, if you're running out of money, If you can potentially spend more money, the number will not be zero. It will be something else. It could be 5%. It could be 50%. It could be 90%. It won't go any higher than 90%. That's as high as it's going to be. Because at that point, it just says you're at 90% or higher. It'll stop. So what's this mean, right? So what it means is it means you're losing impressions on Google. You're losing opportunity and you didn't show up, okay? You didn't show up on Google for some reason, and that could either be due to your rank, which we talked about last week, or it could be due to your budget. Budget is really the simplest one, because if you want to decrease your lost impression share due to budget, you change one number in Google Ads. That's all you do. You just change your budget from $50 a day to $51 a day, and that will hopefully change your search loss due to budget. Now, it may not change it enough that the number actually changes, but it will spend more, which causes that number to go down. Now, if you're spending $50 a day and you change it to $100 a day, that could mean that it drops all the way down to zero. You're now fully funded. You are getting 100% of the potential impressions that you can due to budget. That may mean that you still are getting a very small amount of impressions because your rank is too small. Your bids are the factor, the largest factor of lost impression share. But at least you can know that it's not due to budget. So let's talk a little bit about the best situation to be in. Let's say that you are very happy with the quality of traffic that you're getting, and you want more. Let's say you're in phase four of Google Ads. You're happy with the traffic quality, you're getting conversions, and you're really maximizing and getting a lot of conversions. The best thing you can possibly see in this metric column is something greater than zero, because essentially it just means, hey, increase your budget and you get more. That's it. Increase your budget and you get more of whatever you're getting. It's not the same when it comes to rank, right? We talked about that last week. Rank is a little more complicated because that, you know, it can mean a lot. If you increase rank, you increase bids, and that might expose you to different types of traffic and that you may not have been getting before. But basically, this is just really simple. Just spend more, you get more. Great. Now, if you're on the other side of things and you are not able to spend your full budget, and it says zero on the screen, right? 0% lost impression share due to budget. Then in that case, you have to go somewhere else to spend more. You have to add more targeting. In other words, keywords or geographic area, or open up your ad schedule to show more days of the week, more time of the day, something like that. Now, the next thing is you might need to raise your bids. That could be, you know, very important for you there. It is much easier to just increase your budget and get more. That's the best possible thing you can do. It's going to work great that way. You just spend more, you get more done. And for those of you that are not familiar with search lost impression share due to budget, and search loss, impression share due to rank, let me say again, this is where you find those metrics. Number one, you can see them at the campaign level. Okay, so you can see your search impression share loss due to budget at the campaign level. You cannot see it at the ad group level. You cannot see it at the keyword level. Okay, so if you're wondering, I don't see it. I clicked into my campaign. Chris is talking about this metric. I don't have it. My campaign's broken. No, it's not. No, it's not. Go to your campaign level, not your ad group level. Look at your campaign. So you should see campaign one, campaign two, campaign three. Should be all right there. Then add the column that's under competitive metrics. And you'll see this specific term. Search lost IS parentheses budget. That's the one that you want to see. All right. You don't want to see any. There's others in there. Ignore them. Search lost IS budget is either going to be zero at the lowest, or it's going to be 90 at the highest. The higher the number, the more impression share you're losing due to budget. This is going to be a much more accurate way of determining your traffic quality, or your traffic loss, I should say. Not your traffic quality, but the loss of your traffic. More so than that giant red banner that shows up that says limited by budget. Okay? That limited by budget is triggered by this number. The reason that red banner shows up on your campaign that says limited by budget is because the search lost IS budget is greater than zero. So this means if you see that red banner, you don't know how much you should increase it. I have a lot of people that ask me, Chris, it says I should spend more. How much more can I spend? Should I spend? Well, this is a great way to get an answer to that. Search lost IS budget. If it's a 5% loss due to budget, you could bump it up a couple dollars and you're done. If it says 50% loss due to budget, you might need to double your spend. If it's 90% loss due to budget, you might need to triple, quadruple. I mean, basically it's infinite. I have no idea how much you need to increase it. Okay, so it's varying degrees of how much lost due to budget there is, and that's how you can tell. So that red banner really gives you no context. It gives you no idea of where you stand, how much you're losing. I mean, you have no idea. This is how you see that. Very important number to know. Very important number to monitor, because that red banner, you know, limited by budget that pops up, it may not mean that you really need to increase budget. That can fluctuate. As you look at that search impression share loss due to budget, you'll notice it may go from 0 to 10%, back down to 5%, up to 20%, back down to 0%. It can fluctuate back and forth. It can go all over the place. And the reality is you don't need to just, you know, every time you see the red banner, just throw more money at it. Because sometimes it may not be necessary, especially if you're not getting the results that you want out of it. All right. So that's the metric of the week. Try and go through those every week to give you some information about what you do and don't know in Google Ads, and you can get better, more knowledgeable. So now I move on to question of the week. You can submit your questions at paidsearchpodcast.com. It's not as complicated as it used to be. It's just an email now. I did away with the form. Now all you do is just fill out. You used to fill out a form. Now all you do is you send an email. So there's an email address there. Hint, it's paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. That is the email address you can send an email to. I'm telling people to go to the website because that email might change. But for right now, it's if you want to send a question in, definitely go to paidsearchpodcast.com to make sure that's the right email address. But for right now, it's paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell that or whatever, it's on the website. paidsearchpodcast.com. I guess if you don't know how to spell paid search podcast, I guess you're screwed either way. Do a Google search. There we go. Today's question comes from Carlin. Garland's actually in my neck of the woods here in East Texas. If you don't know, I reside in the greatest state in the nation, the greatest nation in the world, Texas. I say it's the greatest, but boy, it's really hot right now. I kind of wish I was up somewhere about 700 miles north at this point of the year. It's pretty rough, but hey, my air condition is cranking. It's a wonderful 69 degrees inside right now, so I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I'm sure you all really care about that. Let's get to Carlin's question. Carlin asks this. I use Excel to download all my search terms in order to add or block them. I end up with a lot of empty lines in the Excel doc that I need to get rid of, and usually end up copying my negative keyword column over to Notepad. And he goes through this long process that he describes, okay? And then he has this certain process where he can change things to phrase match. And I'll tell you what. His question gets down to this. Surely there's a quicker way, a tool, a hack, a shortcut to get this done. Okay. Thank you for the question, Carlin. The answer is yes. I'm sure there's tools out there. I know that there's, you know, power tools, Google Ads, power tools out there. You know, I know I've probably talked about some before that, you know, require paid subscription, that does reporting, that does this kind of, you know, keyword search term process for you so that it simplifies it. You know, Opteo, probably heard of them. They have some stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, let's just get down to it. What does Chris do? I think maybe that's what Carlin's asking, because that's really the only answer I can give. What do I do? So here's what I do. What I do is I have a rule. When it comes to negative keywords, I like to add every search term that is not qualified. I like to add that as a negative keyword. Okay? So it's a negative keyword. I add that exact match negative keyword. The reason that I do that is because now it adds that wonderful excluded tag to the keyword. All right. So once that's in there, I then know that I have excluded that exact match, and I've done half the process. At that point, I'm halfway there. I'm not done yet. Once I've added that exact match, I then go back with those same keywords highlighted. Once I've done that, and I do this all in the search term screen, I then add them again, but this time I grab something that is unqualified about that. So let's say you're doing something. Today's topic, today's industry, is, as you'll hear in the topical discussion, is going to be about weight loss surgery. Okay, so we're going to use that. Let's say that I'm seeing searches around free or cheap or discount, and I don't want to show up for that. And there's several searches that include the word, you know, free. I don't think anybody would ever want a free weight loss surgery. That sounds like a horrible idea, but let's say it, someone's searching it. So what I would do is I just grab the word free, and I just put the word free as a broad match negative. Okay. That then solves the issue. I don't need to do that 14 times. I just do that once. And if there's other ones that include the word free, from that day forward, it is solved. I no longer have to worry about that anymore. That problem solved. I have now excluded free completely as a broad match single word negative. Right? And then I can do the same thing for cheapest or cheap or discount. I can do that. So every time I see something that is unqualified in any of my search terms, I add the exact match, and then I add the core unqualified aspect of that exact match, which would just be the word free or whatever. And again, I add it as a broad, single word. That's the shortcut that I use. I do not think that adding, you know, a million exact match keywords is a good idea. In fact, what you should do, because you're going to work yourself to death, what you do instead is you add the unqualified aspect. And that solves the problem for the next infinite number of clicks that would have come in from that. So if you're not adding themes of keywords to exclude future keywords that include the word cheap, discount, free, things like that, then you're just making more work for yourself. Exact match negative keywords should be a one-time, I blocked it, and now any variation of that that includes that term is gone. From now on, I don't have to do it again. So over time, what I'm worried about, Carlin, is that you're having to do this so much that you're having to download an Excel document and do this in bulk. I feel like what you should probably solve here is the root of the problem, which is the unqualified traffic, and use much more restrictive terms like broad match, single, negative keywords. And you can use these pretty freely. You know, if you put the word cheap, it only blocks the word cheap. I don't know if you know that. The thing about negative keywords is it is only interpreted as you type it. So the word cheap does not block cheaper. It does not block cheapest. It only blocks cheap. It blocks exactly that word. So there's no close variant for negative keywords, even if it's broad. So if I put free, it only blocks free. If someone misspells free, doesn't block it. So if you're adding hundreds upon hundreds of negative keywords, that's a good thing to do. Now, let's talk about the other thing that you said. Because you said this in your message. You'd mentioned that you're adding and removing, add and block. You said in your original message, you said, I use Excel to download all my search terms in order to add or block. Let's talk about this. Why would you need to add hundreds of keywords? Why? If you find a keyword that's basically just a close variant that has no real value over the original keyword, it's just basically a rewording, maybe a misspelling, maybe a synonym, maybe it uses the word and instead of, you know, some other, it adds the word and in there, or it uses the word qualified instead of quality. You know, it's just a synonym. It means the same thing. Why would you add those keywords? I'm assuming you're doing that on a grand scale because there'd be no reason for you to add in bulk like this that would require you to, you know, use Excel. Here's my theory. Here's what I do. And I have a lot to say here, so water break. Here we go. I do not add keywords unless they deviate from the value of the original keyword, up or down. Let me expand upon that. If the keyword was weight loss surgery, and I'm getting searches for weight loss surgery in Fort Worth, Texas, that's more valuable than just weight loss surgery. Okay? So I might add that keyword because I'm like, oh, we're located in Fort Worth, Texas. That's more valuable. Great, I'm going to do that. If I see a keyword that was WSL Fort Worth, Texas, okay, I don't know how I feel about WSL. You know, that's a really specific kind of search. I'm not sure how to use that or whatever. I might add that as an exact match because WSL Fort Worth, you know, I'm worried about close variance with that. You know, I want to make sure it actually is used as intended. So that may be less quality. So I add that as an exact match. The reason for this is because as a manual bidder, I do manual bidding. The reason for this is because you need to control these terms. You might need to lower the bids on some of these. But for a large variety of these, I don't need to do that. I don't need to add all these close variants. The number of keywords I find probably a lot of times, you know, it might grow and then shrink and then grow and shrink, you know, back and forth. But I still hold to my theory that ad groups should have 20 to 30 at the most keywords. If you're adding hundreds, that means you're adding tons and tons of ad groups. And I don't find that that's a battle worth fighting there. I don't find that that adds any real value. All right. That is the question of the week. Thanks, Carlin, for sending in your question. Hope you're staying cool here in East Texas. And if you want to stay cool with Carlin, you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com. Send me a question. Send me a compliment, as James did. Thanks, James, for that email. And several others, too. I get your emails. I just don't reply to all of them. Let's move into the topical discussion of the week. We're talking about the phase one of the Google Ads process. Before we do, opteo.com/PSP is the URL for you to check out. Please go check out our sponsor. They make sure. I'm a busy guy, and I can't just throw out free content like this. They help kind of pay the way for you guys to hear content like this. They pay me, and I'm able to deliver this content. So please check them out. Give them a chance. They've been a sponsor for years. Plan to continue them. I hear their name all the time when people do consulting with me. They reach out, they talk to me, we do a session together, and they're like, of course I'm using Opteo. It's a standard. It's a regular, it is a staple for a Google Ads manager like you out there. Opteo.com/PSP. Okay. So let's get to it. I'm going to ask you a question here. Are you still in phase one of Google Ads? Okay. I have a suspicion that many of you are saying, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay. Well, I have a pop quiz hot shot. We're going to talk about three questions that I'm going to press on you to really find out if I think you're in phase one or not. All right, so self-test question number one. Can you review one keyword's search terms and see 95% relevance to the original keyword? Okay, here's the example. You say, well, I don't know what that means, 95% relevance. Well, here's what that means. The keyword, let's say, is weight loss surgery. And the search terms for that individual keyword are weight loss surgery, how to lose weight loss injections, weight loss surgery recovery. If I were to see that and your keyword is weight loss surgery, I don't care if it's a broad phrase or exact. I'm not talking about match types. I'm talking about relevance of the keyword to the search terms. That search, that account, for at least that campaign, is still in phase one. That is an account that's still in phase one, because phase one of Google Ads management, Google Ads optimization, phase one is getting qualified traffic and spending your full budget on that entire qualified traffic. That's what phase one is. Now, this is not official Google documentation. This is Chris Schaefer's theory. I love to come up with theories. I talk grand scale, grand strategy kind of theories. This is a Chris Schaefer theory. I have four phases. Talked about it in previous podcasts. Go back and listen to that. Diving in a little further again on this from the demand that I've gotten. People really have been reaching out about that. So I want to dive into it further. So phase one, that's what I believe phase one is. Okay, and if you do not see tight relevance between those, and let me explain. The original keyword was weight loss surgery. Why I say that that's still phase one is because one of the searches was how to lose weight. The next search was weight loss injections. Blah. No, not the same thing. The next one was weight loss surgery recovery. That's not the same. Weight loss surgery is kind of a mid-funnel interest, maybe a high-level, high-funnel kind of search. You know, like they haven't even included a geographic area. They haven't even included anything around, you know, something more qualified. All of these keywords kind of hit all over the place. I don't think that these are very tightly associated with the kind of keyword that I originally was hoping to get. All right, let's try another question. This one's easy. Are 80% or more of your clicks coming from one keyword? All right, right? Simple enough. Are 80% of your clicks coming from one keyword? Maybe 80% coming from two keywords. If that is true, and if that's happening in your entire account, it is absolutely true. If you have three campaigns and campaign number one spending 95% of the spend, the other ones are spending, you know, basically nothing, and out of that 95% from that original campaign, it's basically just two keywords, one keyword, you are absolutely still in phase one. There is no way that those search terms are so specific that they all would work for the same ad copy, require the same level of bid, the same strategy, the same messaging, you know, the same landing page, the same website, URL, whatever. There's no way. No way. I challenge you that that is not true control of a Google Ads account. Now, maybe there's some super high qualified, high level kind of things where it's like, oh, I've done 15 years of strategy and this is where I invest 100% of my money. Okay, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about everyone else. For most everyone else, 99%, that if that's the case, you're not past phase one. You're not getting the right kind of traffic and controlling it. It's not happening. Self-test question number three. Are the search terms from the same level of the funnel? In other words, are they the same value? Example. Weight loss clinic near me. Beautiful. Love that search. Great. Next one. Coming from the same keyword. Cheapest weight loss surgery. Ooh, don't like it. Maybe I'm not going after cheap. Maybe I really want, you know, I realize that this is a $30,000, $20,000 surgery and selling it to people that are looking for cheap is a bad idea. Okay? Don't want that. That's not the same value. Your next one, right underneath that, is BMI for weight loss surgery. BMI. BMI is the number that is really used to indicate whether a person's eligible and able to get weight loss surgery. This is a high funnel kind of thing. Not anywhere near the level of the funnel and the quality of weight loss clinic near me. BMI for weight loss surgery is a higher level kind of thing, higher funnel. Another one, weight loss surgery risks. Not great. Weight loss surgery before and after pictures. Oh, absolutely not. These are examples of different level of quality, different level of the funnel. All these people are looking for weight loss surgery in some way or another interested. And you are equating them on the same budget, the same bid, everything. You're not separating them. You're not isolating. You're not testing. You have no control. It's just flooding through one pipe and you have no control over any of it. How do you know? Maybe the before and after picture stuff is working great. How do you get more of that? You can't. You can't do it. You don't know how. It's because you don't have any control of your keywords. Maybe BMI for weight loss surgery is a wonderful one because you know that you have a content page that pushes people to a form to get a, you know, schedule a free consultation to find out what their BMI is and get, you know, free advice about, you know, what their options should be. You can't control it. You can't make that show up more unless you rebuild and start over and have a special ad group or campaign for that. Not past phase one. Okay. So there's my three questions. All right. So are you past phase one? Did you make it through all those questions and survive? Now, I would say that many of you had originally said, yes, I'm past phase one. Hopefully now you're rethinking that. Some of you may have passed by that, and maybe you have other questions. And I'm gonna address one more thing, because the next question that I want to bring up, because this is where everybody goes, because they always have questions about bidding. Bidding is the, you know, right there with keywords. Keywords and bidding are, you know, what everyone wants to know about. It's the big thing. So let's talk about this question, because this is what inevitably comes up, you know, say, well, how do I fix this? You know, how do I move out of phase one? And the first thing is, well, do I need to change my bidding? You talk about control of keywords. Do I need to change my bidding? And here's what we need to talk about. Can you use conversion bidding and still be trying to progress through phase one of the Google Ads optimization? So in other words, can you use this conversion bidding automated system, which is really more of an advanced, you know, down the road kind of thing, right? Conversion-based bidding is max clicks, target CPA, max conversion value, those kind of things. So this is fully automated, not manual. It's not max clicks or anything. It's focused on bidding. So can you use this conversion-based bidding and still, you know, try and work your way through phase one? Or should you change to max clicks? Or should you change to manual? The answer is yes. I believe you can use max conversions or target CPA bidding when you're just starting or you're still in phase one. I do not think that you need to change your bidding strategy just because you're not getting conversions or you get very few conversions. But only for industries that would allow for it. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. And I have some examples. Okay, we're going to get away from the weight loss surgery. All right. So no guilt about that donut or two you ate for breakfast. We're going to get on to something else. If you are running a sprinkler repair company, I think that's a good candidate for a brand new campaign or a campaign that's trying to restructure and they want to use conversion-based bidding, I think that's okay. Why sprinkler repair? Why did I choose that? Well, the answer is it's a simple, easy, common search with plenty of room for variation, but everyone's really looking for the same thing, right? There's other variations of sprinkler repair, irrigation repair, sprinkler head repair services, sprinkler repair near me. They're all really looking for the same thing, looking for somebody to come out and fix their sprinklers in their yard. Okay, home services, you know, everybody wants that basic thing done. You know, you may get some installation stuff and, you know, but they're all, the same person that does installation can probably still do repair, you know, whether you're interested or that in that or not, that's a different story. But it's the same thing. Okay, that is fine. Here's an example of when I don't think it's appropriate for you to use max conversions or target CPA bidding or something like that. London Tour Guide. London Tour Guide, this company that I'm imagining, does a very specific kind of tour. It is a group bus tour where they spend 2 weeks going all over London and the surrounding areas, and it's a very specific thing. You know who doesn't want things like this? Like families. You know, this is like retirees. This is, you know, older couples, stuff like that. Okay? So, this is the kind of thing where this person needs to be very specific about their searches and using broad match keywords with max conversions, which very often is, you know, what Google's going to try and press on you is to use broad keywords. And you're like, no, I need this kind of search. I need these people. I know who I want to show ads to. I want to show to these people because families aren't going to do a 2 week vacation. You know, honeymooners aren't going to want to do a group vacation. There's so many reasons why certain people would not be interested in this, but there are a lot of people that are this way looking for this kind of thing that it would be wonderful for. Broad keywords, automated bids, max conversions, that kind of thing has too little control. There's too little control. You need specific control over the traffic quality in order to move past phase one. Remember, phase one is quality of traffic, getting solid quality of traffic, making sure that every search is relevant, making sure that it, you know, the kind of traffic you're spending money on looks like what you want. 90% of it, 95% of it are the right kind of people, the right kind of searches, the right intent. They're not using terms that are unqualified. If you're a specific advertiser that has a very specific taste in what you're trying to get, I don't think automated bids, max conversions is a good thing to do if you find yourself in phase one. If you are a little less picky, you're a plumber, you do sprinkler repair, you know, like people need this service and it's all pretty much the same thing. And if they want it, you can pretty much do it and you're not picky about it, then max conversions is a great shortcut. Just go with it. You don't have to worry about manual bids and, you know, stuff like that. Just turn it on. I think it's probably fine. So I hope that's enlightening for you. I hope that puts a little less stress on some people that are worried about choosing the right bidding strategy, worried about, you know, how to move forward away from phase one, moving into phase two. And if you found this podcast useful, I would appreciate it if you left a star rating, if you're on Spotify, if you can leave me some kind of feedback, you know, I appreciate it. It helps other people. It helps people find the podcast, which is important. I want to keep doing this and I need it to grow, and it's important that it does. If you would like to reach out to me, my name is Chris Schaefer. You can find me at chrisschaefer.com. The link is in the description. And I'm happy to, as I do every single day, go through the account with you, offer my professional expertise directly with you in your account. It's a very popular service. I do it every single day, but you can book a session on my website. Otherwise, stick around for the great content. I'll be here next week. I'll be here every week. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll catch you next time.